Are you still reading the new Grisham?
Praiser Edition.
Yeah, I'm finished with it.
To the Praiser Edition.
What's the name of it?
Time for Mercy.
What?
The Praiser
Edition. How was it?
And I drew
about an 8.
Out of
10?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If he gets off, I'm going
to no. I'll get it. But my girlfriend told me last night, she said, I forbid you to buy a book for Christmas because you bought one was straight out of it.
That's something. There's
okay, let's get this train rolling, please. It's a little bit after 10 a.m. Today is Tuesday, December 15, 2020. Everybody's here, so we'll declare that a quorum is present. We'd like to start the meeting by asking Mr. Dolly here, Mr. Gene Dolly, to lead us in a word of prayer, and then for Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your goodness and mercy today, and we praise you for all the good things you've done for us. And Lord, we come to you this morning asking you, Lord, to be with us in this meeting. Help us to be wise. Help us to make good decisions, Lord, that will benefit the people of Upshur County, and that we can all work together to make a better community and to help one another. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you take care of us, and we pray for America that it will unite and become the great country that it can be. We pray all of this in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to announce everybody
find
themselves
on the
floor.
Well, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Everybody take just a moment. Be sure your cell phones are on silent. All right. A couple of things before we get started. Computer hacking. There's a memo from Ms. Erin Wade, our computer department head, that says SolarWinds Orion products have been hacked. Solar Wind services, the U.S. military, the Pentagon, the State Department, NASA, the NSA, the Department of Justice, and the White House. And she was very alarmed. We don't use Solar Wind's Orion products, but she says sometimes companies share tools, that she's reached out to Sophos and Barracuda to verify that they don't use any of the Solar Wind's or FireEye tools. But she hadn't heard back yet. It's very important. Number one, turn off your computer at the end of each day. Did you get that, Ms. York? Number two, do not open any attachment in your mailbox unless you're 100% sure it's safe. If there's any questions, don't open it. They'll call you. Double check the from email address, not just the names. They'll send you stuff that looks like it came from Larry Webb, and it'll be on a topic you've been talking to him about, and it'll be a Trojan, a virus. Number three, don't perform any update on any software. Call the computer department. Reach out to them for help, they say. And Ms. Wade was quite animated about this when she brought it over. All righty. The COVID count, Mr. Nicholson and Ms. York.
So right now we're sitting at 659 total cases. That's with 630 of those recovered, and they're only showing to have four active with 25 deaths. That's the number that the state provided us yesterday. Now, if you look up the state's website and actually look at their, you know, they have a dashboard that you can look up. Some of those numbers are the same, some of them are not quite. They're showing that we have approximately 200 active. So, I mean,
they're showing how many active?
200. So, I mean, it's so all over the page that it's so hard to read what they're doing.
When did that happen? I thought it was 98.
It was. And that the same email they sent me yesterday said 98 probable, and then you you look on their website and it shows 200 probable. So.
What color is Upshur County?
Yellow.
Right.
So that is the best I can give you at the moment.
Well, that's all your job is to tell us what the state tells you.
Is that mainly due to the increase in testing?
I don't really necessarily would say that there's been a bunch of increase in testing comparably to what it's been.
Who's reporting this information to them?
All of the medical facilities have to report it to the state. So, I mean, the doctor's offices, the hospitals, anybody that does testing is required to submit a report to the state saying, hey, we've tested 37 people and 35 of them tested positive. Here's their addresses and where they live. And then the state disseminates that to each county as to where they go.
And when it comes to us being yellow, we still are only about 2%, which is below. There's several things to make it yellow in color. We're not a hot spot. We're only at 2%. But we had rapid rising numbers in November in a short period of time, and that's what pushed us into that color. So that's all I'll say about that.
Now, I believe that yellow is 1 to 9 cases per 100,000 population.
There's several things that make that. That's one of the criteria. But there's several things that make it up, and we don't meet anything other than a rapid rise in a short period of time.
Okie doke. Thank you both. Item 2, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, the auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oath, deputation, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, reimbursement affidavit in reference to the employee reimbursement for Medicare, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way permit requests.
A motion to approve said items.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 3, discuss and take action to appoint a commissioner to replace Commissioner Paula Gentry on the ETCOG Executive Committee Board of Directors. ETCOG is East Texas Council of Government. In our area office is over in Kilgore. Ms. Gentry has really taken a leading role representing the county in that capacity. Volunteered a whole bunch of her time to be active in the executive board of ETCOG, and we'll be losing her the last day of this month. And this name's floated up to me, named Dustin Nicholson. It might be a great replacement.
Motion to approve him real quick.
He would not mind serving, and he went with me to one meeting to kind of get his introductions and stuff. So if he's still willing to, then they would love to have him.
Right.
That's my motion.
All right. Motion and a second that we appoint Commissioner Dustin Nicholson to represent us in the Executive Committee of the East Texas Council of Government. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 4, discuss and take action to purchase 2 AEDs from the courthouse security funds, with one to be placed at the Upshur County Courthouse and one at the Upshur County Justice Center. Those are defibrillators?
Yes, they are. Probably about 2 weeks ago, we had an incident occur. District Court for CPR needed to be given to an individual. We actually had to search for an AED and actually brought one of them out of the jail. I wasn't aware that there was not one readily available in the Justice Center or one here at the courthouse for that use. I got a bid for them and talked with the auditor about the funds, and she said we had them, and so I'm asking to be approved for them. The ones that we've got, I have one here. The mission issue can give you a demonstration if you need to know. No training, it's voice prompted, so they can be it can be used by anybody. And the price, this is actually one that's anywhere from $2,200 to $2,400. We actually got these for $1,495 and the wall mount for $150, so we actually got a good deal on these for a total of $3,335 for the two of them. One will be placed here in the courthouse where everybody will know where it's at, and one will be placed in the Justice Center where it's readily available. WJ CPR and first aid.
Judge, I would like to see it. How it works.
This morning?
Hmm?
Okay.
I mean, if she said she could show you, I mean, at least turn it on and hear it.
We're discussing if we would like a demonstration. I don't want it demonstrated on me.
Well, no, I mean, she's going to have to do that, but...
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that it's a...
It's, like I said, it's... Anybody can use it. You don't have to have any training whatsoever. It voice prompts you through every step of what you need to do. You just open the lid.
Yeah, go ahead and take that there.
And it's going to start talking to you as soon as you open the lid.
Follow these voice instructions. Make sure 911 is called now. Begin by exposing patient's bare chest and torso. Remove or cut clothing if needed.
Does it have scissors in there to do that?
When patient's chest and torso are exposed, remove square foil package from lid of AED.
It comes with a
tear open
mask.
Foil package across dotted line and remove pads.
Razor, if they're hairy, you need to show.
Next, separate one of the white pads completely from blue plastic liner. Begin peeling from the tab corner.
And then you just, it tells you, you open the...
Next, separate one of the white pads completely from blue plastic liner. Begin peeling from the tab corner.
Once you place those pads
on,
it'll go to the next step. It's going to keep telling you, place the pads
over and over
until you do it. Once you place the pads, it's going to know that you placed the pads, and then it's going to tell you the next step. You know, stand back, analyze the rhythm. It'll analyze what rhythm they're in. If it's shockable, it'll tell you shock advised. It'll tell you have everybody step back, move, and then this right here will light up. You press that button, and it will deliver.
Stay calm.
And then it will tell you to continue CPR.
Ms. Tyler, could that be used in cases of both cardiac arrest and a heart attack, which are two different things for you?
It can, yes, sir.
Okay.
But it's only going to shock if they are in a rhythm that that will allow for them to be shocked. If they're in a rhythm that they don't need to be shocked, it's going to recognize that. And
so CPR.
Right. It'll say, not shockable or continue CPR.
Who in the courthouse would administer the use of that?
Anybody could.
Anybody that?
It'll be known once we get it mounted in the courthouse. I guess Mr. Walton could mount the one here and one down in the Justice Center. And then that location will be known for everybody that's here. So they'll know where it's at. But it's going to be an obvious common area that's accessible by everybody, so it's not
locked. Once it gets past that point, once it gets to where it says, place pads, expose, tear open pads and place, it'll keep repeating that until you do it. And then once you place the pads on them, then it will move forward on what you need to do next.
Before any of that happens, if that's hanging on the wall, what's the very first step that someone's
going to... Call 911 first.
Yes.
Have 911
on. No, you haven't opened it yet.
And that's obviously, if somebody becomes unresponsive, your automatic response is going to be to call 911. But the next somebody needs to get the AED, because the quicker you can get a defibrillator to someone who goes into cardiac arrest, the higher probability that you can save their life.
Well, I think it's fantastic. It has the oral instructions as you go, but I'm thinking of the fire extinguisher that I have in my home. I've never used it, so I'm a little concerned whether or not my wife would know how to pull the trigger to ever begin to use it. And so how do we pull the trigger to begin to use that if we don't know?
Just open the deal. Open it up and it starts talking.
So there'll be a sign that says, open this up.
Well, I mean, and there's a box that they go in, and it has the red cross on it. You know, everybody recognizes that as the universal sign for medical. And they even have these little triangle things that you can hang on the wall above it that says AED. That way people can recognize, hey, here's the AED. And then you grab it, open it up, and it's going to start telling you what to do automatically. It's just you have to put that in your mind. You have to, you know, and usually somebody's here.
State
it's
call.
In this room.
Follow
it's in the courthouse. So they just have to get in their mind, oh, I have this AED. So if somebody becomes unresponsive, somebody in this group would probably think, we have the AED over here, we need to grab it. And even if they're not in cardiac arrest, you're not going to hurt them if they're unresponsive to put the AED on.
Because they tell you sharp or don't.
Right, it's not going to let you do anything to them to hurt them. It won't let you shock them if they don't need to be shocked. It won't, you know. So
there's people know CPR here. Well, I understand.
And now they train you. I was going to ask, like, if you say, okay, we've got a problem in the courthouse, we need 911, you're calling 911, will they have a little note that says you have an AED in your building?
It can be put there, but once we get it on the wall, everybody in the office will be notified.
I just thought maybe that would be like, yeah. Go get the AED while we're on our way.
Yeah, so everybody will know where it's at.
What's AED stand for?
Automated External Defibrillator.
I think while she's up there,
one case.
She's up here with the respondent.
We're here going to announce. Good. Go ahead.
But what would be the detrimental effect to someone that has a pacemaker or something?
You just put it on, and like I said, if it recognizes a rhythm, whether they have a pacemaker or not, you still can use the AED. If it says that they need to be shocked, you can still, it's still going to tell you shock advised, and you can shock them.
How you mentioned one at the Justice Center. How often is this a situation? I mean, I don't want to be that one, but...
Exactly.
Well, we've already had the situation where we didn't have the device. We had to actually go through several locked doors and enter into the jail, and while Ms. Nisha was actually administering CPR first aid in the courtroom.
Had we already called 911?
We actually had to have somebody go down and give this device to the jail, which delayed our response time. Because it wasn't readily available.
But had we already called 911, an ambulance on its way?
Yes.
Did they show up before you got the machine?
No.
And while we're discussing this, I think the court does need to recognize Ms. Taylor for responding that day and conducting CPR and staying level-headed and everything else. So.
Thank God you were down there.
Hopefully you never have to use them, but the thing is, if you use it one time, then it's paid for itself.
And does it have to be recharged? Is it charged all the time?
It has a battery. The batteries, they have a 4-year guarantee on battery life. They have to be changed in that 4 years the company provides them. After 4 years, they are, I believe, around $300. But if they're not used frequently, the battery's going to last longer. Now, if you use them, you know, on two people, it's going to drain that battery quicker than if they're just sitting on the wall.
Well, that's still a budgetary item. I think that the county can cover, you know, somebody's life's worth. You know, make
just
sure we have that.
Just for information, in case it would be helpful, they now are putting these devices in schools, And at the football games, I cover, I have seen in one or more places, I've even seen it in the press box. So just for whatever pay that might have to y'all know and done.
Most public places have things available.
Thank y'all both. I'll take a motion.
I make a motion, we cover the $3,335 for the two AEDs. That's going to be placed in one in the courthouse and one in the Justice Center out of the courthouse fund.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the purchase of two AEDs from the courthouse security funds to place one AED at the courthouse and one at the Justice Center. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number five, discuss and take action to approve the scheduling of Carter Mobile Blood Drive by the Upshur County Health Coalition to be held on the square on the following dates in 2021. Friday, January 22, Friday, April 16, Friday, July 16, and Friday, December 16.
Now, were you on the vacant lot, Ms. York? Or
they can't pull into the grass, but they could pull right in front of it.
Because that's the city.
There. And, you know, your suggestion before was to pull onto the square somewhere, but we just thought if they were just, like, right in front of that empty lot, that would get maybe some walk-in traffic that we didn't have. Normally, we've been okay with numbers. This last time we had it, there was no, I mean, there was very low turnout. And obviously, everybody knows there's more people in the hospital.
Yes, ma'am. Have you reached out to the city? Because that's the square is actually.
That's what I wasn't sure I needed to get your approval to even have the dates. And we were just scheduling the whole year at once, so I didn't have to keep coming back. And then I can ask the city.
I think we need to approve it and then let her go to city council and say the county's already approved. Because part of where what they're going to be doing will be on county property. Okay.
Have you spoken to the insurance company's parking?
I have. That's what I wasn't sure, like, because it's not insurance company-specific parking. It's city, and then it's right in front of county property. So that's why I wanted to start here and then go with everybody else. But it's only for so many hours, what, 9 to 2-ish?
Should be fine.
I think, is that what I said?
9 to 2, 10 to 2.
Cardinals having one pure tragedy at Walmart, and they're going to have one on 23rd out of Tractor Supply. I'll have the details of the paper.
Yeah, there have been more blood drives because less people are like signing up, so they're needing. You know, like I had one where I had like 16 people or more that day, and so they were real busy and got through, and they didn't have to have as many. But now they're having more.
And these dates, will this interfere with anything that's already scheduled that you're aware of?
I would make a motion that we approve the request to host the Carter Blood Care Mobile Blood Drive, provided that the city of Gilmer allows it to be parked there and you discuss it with Ms. Hill, make sure everybody's on board.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the Carter mobile blood drives for the dates indicated in the year 2021. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, Ms. York. Number six, discuss and take action to appoint the Upshur County Historical Commission Board. And I think I saw Miss Jewett slip in here. How are you this morning, ma'am?
Hello, Judge and Commissioners.
We're always glad to see you.
Okay, I don't know who gets this, but this is a copy. Okay.
Okay.
I have secured 7 people, one of them myself. I'll continue to be your chair and your marker chair. Deborah Diaz, Gabriel Escalante, Ike Fluellen, Mary Kirby, Eddie Turner, and Patsy Williams.
Okay, and a lot of these folks have already been active in the museum.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the new one's what, Miss Deborah?
Yes. and also Mr. Gabriel and Ike Llewellyn. They're new.
And we thank you for stepping up and volunteering again to be the ramrod over there and the chair lady.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
It still is fun.
I got you, Dennis Diaz, Gabriel Escalante, Eddie Kirby, Patrick Williams, Max Lavelle, and who did I
say? Mary Kirby.
Okay.
And this will be for a 2-year appointment beginning January of 2021?
Yes, sir. I told those that in January at one of the meetings to appear here with you, and you guys can meet them all. Again.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Judge?
I think that covers us.
Okay. I'll wait for your stamp.
Thank you.
This has to be emailed to Austin.
Okay. Do I need to sign something?
No, I can have your clerk send it on to the email at the top.
Okay.
Yeah, take action now, yes.
Take a motion.
Motion to approve the names discussed for the Upshur County Historical Commission Board.
Second.
Motion and a second that we appoint to the Upshur County Historical Commission Board for 2-year terms beginning in January 2021. Mrs. Gwen Jewett is our chairperson, and as members, Deborah Diaz, Gabriel Escalante, Ike Llewellyn, Mary Kirby, Eddie Turner, and Patsy Williams. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, ma'am.
She does a good job.
All right, number 7. We've got 2 items to tackle today. One is whether or not to take action to approve an addendum to the Upshur County Employee Handbook, Section 2A-11, authorizing payment of, and not credit for, overtime compensation to patrol officers, dispatchers, and jailers who work overtime due to COVID-19 absences. And secondly, to discuss and take action to approve a resolution requested by the Office of the Attorney General and Special Counsel supporting the adoption of the Texas term sheet in relation to distribution of opioid-related expenditures and damages as promulgated by the Opioid Abatement Council. I will explain both of those in more detail after closed session. Primarily on item 10, in case any of the commissioners want to call our lawyer, that we can call him in there. I doubt that'll be necessary. So at this time, I need a motion to go into a closed session, and then if that motion passes, I will announce why.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Motion and a second that the court go into closed executive session to discuss A, personnel matters relative to the COVID-19 pandemic, that is the payment of overtime pay due to substitute employees who work overtime to cover an absence due to COVID-19, and B, to discuss the opioid distribution and term sheet with Attorney Reed Martin, as authorized by Chapters 551, 551.071, 0.074 and 0745 of the Texas Government Code. It's now 10:30 a.m. and we'll be in closed session for a few minutes. Thank you. All righty, the time is now 11:10 a.m. We're back into open session. We'll proceed with the agenda. Number 9, discuss and take action to approve an addendum to the Upshur County Employee Handbook, Section 2A-11, authorizing payment of and not credit for overtime compensation to patrol officers, dispatchers, and jailers who work overtime due to COVID-19 absences. Mr. Sheriff, did you want to speak to us on that?
Was there any questions?
I think you should tell us what it is you're requesting. Or let me state it. You would like to be able to pay overtime on the spot to people that cover an absence in the jail due to COVID?
Yes.
And that's easier to get people to work that position?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for the sheriff?
And it's also not just the jail, but it's also dispatch and patrol.
Okay.
Our agents that they
I don't think we have consensus on that issue at this time. All right. Do I have a motion on 9? Number 10, discuss and take action to approve a resolution requested by the Office of the Attorney General and Special Counsel supporting the adoption of the Texas term sheet in relation to distribution of opioid-related expenditures and damages. It's promulgated by the Opioid Abatement Council. Now, the public needs to understand what this is non-binding. It's a resolution that says, here's what would happen to COVID funds if Santa Claus came. Santa Claus has not come. But if he did and bring us a bag of toys, this suggests how we would be either okay or not okay with how to pass out the toys. Upshur County is represented by council in the opioid movement. We're also represented peripherally by the Office of the Attorney General. What happened is when this started, some high-powered plaintiff's lawyers began offering to represent counties in claims for damages for all the opioid abuse that's been perpetrated upon us by the drug companies. And that's all there is to it. That's what they did. They went and hawked OxyContin and all this stuff and said it's not addictive when it was. And then when you run out of OxyContin, then you go down to the neighborhood heroin dealer and you get heroin cut with fentanyl to get your fixes. And then when you run out of money for that, you burglarize houses and create crime. You wind up in Sheriff Webb's jail. And then you abuse your family. And then you have mental breakdowns, and so the government puts you in mental health hospitals on our dime. So the tentacles of opioid crisis has reached everybody. Now, really and truly, could you really prove that in court? Some of these guys up the chain might could. Mark Lanier is one of them on the team down in Houston. Long story short, the Attorney General stepped in a little bit later and said, we're going to kind of help y'all take this over. And we have some tools y'all don't have to make the appeal companies think twice about not, you know, ponying up money. And so I think that was the plan going in. Hopefully they would merge. They have merged with the Attorney General's office. And then they've created a council, an opioid abatement fund council, and a settlement allocation term sheet. Now, this is just the numbers bouncing around, Philip, okay? Just bouncing around. The public's entitled to know. The number I'm here, they're talking about, is $15 billion. Sounds like a lot of money, but it ain't when it's spread out over 50 states. Then, from that cut, and this is just from one round of settlements, not all of them. They're looking at $1 billion to come to Texas. So that has not been offered. If you're in the civil litigation game, which I do know a lot about, you don't go to mediation and offer, you know, your whole kitty if they're not going to take it because you hadn't accomplished nothing. It has to be in what we call striking distance. So Judge Schaefer in Houston, who's a really cool dude, who has this case now, who's one of my fraternity brothers. It's a good thing we have him. We were wrapped up in Ohio in this multi-district litigation in federal court, and that judge said this is too much to handle, so he started dishing them back to state court. So anyway, there's this big beehive of this case, and the head guy over it's the judge in Houston. He said, y'all get together and work up what you would do with a settlement if you had it. So you bring it down $1 billion to Texas, and then they've created these administrative regions. And long story short, the attorney general and the private lawyers, of which we're being representative, have all had these big meetings, and they've come up with a plan to take 100% of the $1 billion if we had it. 70% would go to an abatement council that would have to be spent regionally on things to treat addiction, education for prevention. It might be basketball courts for inner city youth to get them off drugs and away from gangs. I don't know. All that would be a bunch of social scientists and lawyers and people deciding how to allocate that. You know, probably hospitalizations, long-term treatment. 15% of the funds would go to the Attorney General of Texas. But then 15% of the funds would go to counties and municipalities to spend however they want. So, you know, they've told me if you want to buy a big statue of a gold monkey and put it up in the courthouse front lawn, you can do that with your 15%. And so this just says they're asking all the counties just to sign a resolution. It's not a settlement. It's not binding. It's just a cheerleading document that tells Judge Schaefer all the counties are on board with this, and we would like to see it done. Doesn't mean it'll happen, and so that's all this is. And so all of you got that in your packet, and our attorney, Mr. Reed Martin, asked me to get us to sign this. He would have came. I told him not to come today, to stay by his phone. But his documentation, though, was pretty specific. So I need a motion on this, please.
Simple terms.
Pull that mask down. I can't hear.
If I might just cut to the chase here to make sure I can understand, I've got this down in simplistic terms. This is a non-binding resolution on how the county would spend this money if it received money from litigation against the drug companies, and if the funds would be split between the lawyers, the attorney general's office, and treating addiction, intervention, and prevention. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, one thing the public needs to know, this doesn't talk to attorney's fees. I think they've got some other plan to get attorney's fees paid outside of this.
Okay.
So
attorney's fees are not part of it.
It sort of is, but it's not out of our pocket. They've told me that the 15% to go to local governments would be cash on the barrel. But this sort of tells Judge Schaefer, if this did come to pass, we don't anticipate kicking up a big fuss because we're not getting, you know, half the money instead of 15%.
Yeah.
But we sort of get the other 70% because we're in those. We're in healthcare region allocations. We're in region one. And so that region's got on here $38 million. And that's like Bowie County, Camp, Cass, it's kind of northeast Texas, Hunt, Upshur. But they've told me 15% they just want to give to the counties and the municipalities.
Now, before you were judge, of course, you came up here to the court before you ran for county judge.
Correct.
You asked him to bring this legislation and get to let you be involved in it. Did you bow out of it once you became county judge, or are you still involved as one of the lawyers?
I'm still involved as one of the lawyers. I represent the county. I couldn't do that if this case was in my court, but it's not in my court. It's in a court in Harris County, Texas. along with Reed Martin of the Martin Walker Law Firm in Tyler. We represent Upshur County, Wood County, and some counties in South Texas.
Motion to approve a resolution requested by the Office of the Attorney General and Special Counsel supporting the adoption of Texas term sheet in relation to distribution of opioid-related expenditures and damages as promulgated by the Opioid Abatement Council.
Second. Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. I've got to write this down. To adopt the opioid resolution in support of the opioid litigation. Any further discussion? And I'll give you copies of this,
okay.
Philip, the allocation sheet.
Great. Appreciate it.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay. This is hard to fill out.
Second.
No, we're not going to adjourn just yet. Because we've got you captured here.
Yep.
Ms. Gentry captured. Mr. Jay Miller, I'm going to turn over some of the proceedings to you.
I thought we were doing that afterwards. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have made the motion to adjourn.
What are we doing?
We're going to give you all a little going away play.
Aww.
You earned it.
Oh my gosh.
Well done.
I'm going to give this to Mr. Nicholson.
There you go, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
This is to Mr. Frank Burka in recognition of 8 years of service to Upshur County. He's an Upshur County Commissioner from 2012 to 2020. That's pretty nice.
That's pretty nice.
That
thing.
Black veneer on there in the gold with the state seal. You can hang that up in your car business and impress people coming there like that. You're messing with the bet.
I hope they don't ask me where the money came from. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
That was funded by friends.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And this one's to Paul Gentry in recognition of 8 years of service to Upshur County. He's an Upshur County Commissioner for the same time period, 2012 through 2020, with the state seal on it.
Beautiful.
Those, I didn't see them until they opened them.
Really?
If I'd known these were this nice, I don't know if I'd have sprung for that. I might have been to Michael's or someplace. Those are nice. And Mr. Miller's the one that should be thought about for picking those out.
Thank you.
So we're going to miss you guys. ...2020's been a heck of a year. I hope 2021's better. All right, any further motions?
Motion to adjourn.
Again, second.
Motion and second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we're adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Okay, there's Frank and Jay. Do we have anything else for signing?